Texte numéro 43. Is being ethical a duty? Ethical business has been under discussion for the past years as one of the most important shifts to be made in the business world. Many companies have been changing their practices to shift to more ethical and sustainable operations. These practices involve stakeholders who include all the people involved in or affected by a company, such as employees, customers, suppliers and shareholders, who are the people owning shares, parts of the capital of the company. But what does ethical mean in the context of corporations? One understanding is that, as a moral principle, the company has an obligation to maintain business integrity towards social welfare. There is a sense of responsibility in today's business world that goes beyond obligations of maximising shareholders' profits. Many investors are starting to demand that companies take into account ethical considerations in their business practices. Companies are more and more expected to contribute to society. Profit is necessary for companies to continue to exist, but they can also use their profit to contribute to the welfare of others. Such shift to focus on welfare takes time, however, since corporations must adjust organisational and cultural structures. Stakeholders and the regulatory environment have a key role in this. For instance, governments can provide incentives and require companies to improve communities. Employees can also demand ethical practices. However, to do so, company leaders need to be open to this kind of change and provide the means and resources to implement the necessary actions. And ethical actions are necessary now, before it is too late, to decrease environmental problems linked to industrial and service activities. For example, the impact of Amazon's next day or next hour shipping on the emission of greenhouse gases and pollutants such as carbon dioxide is dreadful. The company is planning to improve this, but only for half of its shipments and not before 2030. Other ethical actions are necessary now for companies to take better care of their employees and their community. Indeed, they provide job opportunities, which can be considered a positive outcome, but many big companies, Amazon is one of them, are regularly sued for workplace abuse, discrimination, and maltreatment after workers have been left homeless and without income following workplace accidents. Maximising profits for shareholders should not impact the company's social responsibilities to look out for the welfare of their employees. Then, the basic questions are, what role can companies play in shaping the ethics and values that govern economic activity? And how can companies, shareholders, consumers and governments work together to promote the common good and contribute to general social well-being? In a word, the last question could be, is being ethical a duty? Adapted from berkeleycentre.georgetown.edu, July 2020.